Hello.
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client and national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I please speak with Carla Silva?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And now let me ask you this. In which state are you registered to vote?
California.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
I'm pretty much mixed, Caucasian, probably, I'm not sure.
Caucasian then?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. And are you of Hispanic,
yeah,
Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Yes, I am Hispanic, Latino, I'm sorry, more Latino, yeah.
Thank you. And may I know in what year were you born?
I was born in Brazil.
What year were you born?
Oh, sorry, year 1980. Sorry.
1980?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Yeah, I don't have an idea about this question yet.
So, are you voting or you're not voting?
Yes, I mean, I am a citizen. I can vote, but I am not sure yet.
So, it's like 50-50?
50-50, yes.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Oh, Lord. I think my opinion about politics is too random, it's too philosophical in the topic, but I think it would be the expansion of the consciousness, like something with the education, but that's just an idea because people are not really interested and give the right education, so. That's over. So,
I don't know how to care
about the politics. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I was voting yet by the time.
You were not? Okay.
No.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we have good options. I'm so sorry. I feel like so hopeless when I see the options.
So, undecided?
Undecided, yes.
Thank you. And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Democrat
Joe
Biden?
That's why I can vote, because I never decide which side to pick. Yeah, it's complicated.
Okay.
And then I let other people to decide for me.
Thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. First one is Joe Biden. How will you rate him from 0 to 100?
I can't give opinion. I'm so sorry. I know I'm not the best person to respond those questions because I don't follow up with the politics. I try to follow up with other stuff because I'm not going to change the politics. I'm just trying to change my own self in order to be able to behave in a better world, because it doesn't matter who is in the power. I don't think nobody's going to make a big change. So I'm so sorry. That's just my whole talk about politics.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Yeah.